Everybody doing out there? It is Jets Guru in the house. Welcome to another episode. Frustrating loss at home to a very, very beatable New England team. You know, it's times like this as a Jet fan, it just makes me wonder why I do this. Why I watch this game, why I watch this team, why I buy season tickets, why I do this show. Why I get artists to draw up things, why I make things myself and print t-shirts and make designs. For what? All these guest people come up for what? For this? For another season of Zach Wilson? And listen, guys, you know it. You know it. We all felt like, I know you felt how I did. We all try to be good sports about this, right? We all try to say, hey, maybe he learned something from Aaron Rodgers in 6 months. But we knew. You knew. You knew as you were watching that game in Buffalo. You knew as you were watching that game in Dallas. And you damn well knew as you were watching that Patriots game exactly who you were watching. Forget Lazard. Lazard. Garrett Wilson. Breece Hall. Non-existent. The Jets have found a way in a short period of time from turning me into one of the most excited fans to one of the most pissed off and bummed out. Like, it's hard to get excited to watch these games because I've seen the sample size. I'm fair. Rookie season, I don't care if he threw 50 picks, throw it away. Bad team coming off 2 wins. You're learning the offense. I get it. You're learning how to play the pro game, getting used to the speed, learning who you are as a player. But as the team has gotten better, Zach Wilson has become lower and lower on the depth chart as being one of those special players for the team. When Zach Wilson first got to this team, he's one of the most talented people on the New York Jets. He is now probably one of the least talented people on the Jets. And I'm not talking about skill and ability. I'm talking about output, what he's done on the field. He's regressed. He's no longer that flashy quarterback who's got that nice arm outside the pocket that can make things happen with his legs. Because teams have figured out what he can and cannot do. And in this league, if you can't do the fundamentals, if you can't step up in the pocket, if you can't deliver a pass consistently in this league, you will lose. This is a passing league. You can't just hand the ball off to your troop of running backs and think you're going to win week in and week out against passing offenses. It's not going to happen. And you're not the 85 Bears. And you're not the 85 damn Bears or even close to them because of the quarterback that you have on deck. It is because the quarterback is putting you in scenarios that you should not be in. Now, the Jets are not without blame. The offensive line have been lackluster. So is the running game. So is the defense. But are we going to ignore the connection football has from one position to the other? Football has, and always has been, a connective sport. What the player next to you does has a profound effect on the game and the plays. This isn't an individual talent sport like baseball or golf. This is different. Because the offense is so lackluster, this changes how you call plays because it flips the field position. Look at the starting point of the Patriots the first 3-4 drives of the game. And they were the ones setting the tone with the run. I mean, you're getting the ball to 30, 35, 40, 45 midfield. And then you run the ball. You only have to ask Mac Jones to only do so much and to get you into position. And of course there's going to be mistakes. But when the Jets make mistakes, it's mind-altering to fans. Whoa, how could you possibly do that? What, did you expect them to be perfect the whole game? When your offense had like 63 yards of offense going into the third quarter before that magical drive that somehow makes people think that Zach Wilson is going to save the Jets season? I'm not being fanatical here. I'm using data. We got Sam Darnold out of the door. We got Geno Smith out of the door. Mark Sanchez. All guys that by this time we figured out, you know what, we're done with them. Not Mark, but Geno and Darnold and this and that and on. And I'm just tired of it. And this guy is going to cost people their jobs. You don't need it. And then so you go out and you get Trevor Siemian. Trevor does not push the needle against Zach Wilson. But that's exactly what the franchise wanted. They were comfortable starting Wilson week one when everyone knew he wasn't ready internally his rookie year. They decided to stick with him last year. And they're about to lose their job with round three of Zach Wilson. For all the additions we added, the Lazards, the Hardmans, Brees is back. We've gone over it episode after episode in this wonderful offseason that seemed like a fairy tale. But it looks more like last year's version of the Jets with new players, new coordinators, new scheme. Same quarterback, same results. Am I living in the upside down here, guys? Am I really that crazy with the opinion, with the things that I just said? You don't think that playing with Zach Wilson has also affected the offensive line? Because I can tell you there were many plays that Zach had when he had more than 2-3 seconds to throw the football. But he doesn't have that snap, that eternal clock that some of the greats do, like Aaron Rodgers did coming to this. A good quarterback makes deficiencies better. If he gets rid of the ball faster, it helps the offensive line. If he's a solid passer, the defense has to respect the quarterback so they don't stack the box so it clears up lanes for them to be able to run. And then in turn, when your running back is doing well, then you create a balanced offense and you can get a play action going. And then you can start hitting your slot receivers. You can start hitting your goes. This offense is so predictable because they don't trust Zach Wilson. But if you don't trust Zach Wilson, then why is he your number two quarterback? Why? Everyone wants to know. Because you're putting your career on the line, and I'll say it again, this might be one of the best combos of what's been happening in the building in the last 30 years, and people laugh at me, and I say, why? Look at the talent that Joe Douglas has brought here. Look how this defense has transformed. Everyone thinks they act like the Jets gave up 30 points. They gave up 13. The safety's on Wilson. 13 points, folks. If you give up 13 points, you're supposed to win. That was a winnable game. You know how frustrating it was to watch that Patriots game. And just like I told people about the Buffalo Bills, you know, after the Buffalo Bills lost to the Jets, I said, Buffalo's just going to roll off on a bunch of wins and they'll be fine. I said, but they might look back on this season when they lost to the Jets and they might say, dang, we lost a division game to open up against our rivals and now it maybe cost us the division. That's laughable now. But this loss to the Patriots might cost the Jets. Because when you go back to when Vinny went down and they had Rick Meyer come in and they waited so long before they brought in Lucas, and the Jets had a chance to make the playoffs, but it was just too late. The Jets waited too long and then they signed someone who doesn't push Zach Wilson, but is there just in case Zach Wilson is so bad, which is more than likely that we'll see, that he'll be able to come over and make a switch maybe, because then they'll fully give up on Zach at that time. Man, you need to get this team in playoff position. You will lose this locker room. There is so much at stake than just one person. If you lose the head coach, you lose the scheme. And I like the scheme. Now, I wish Jeff Ulbrich would blitz more with his linebackers, but that's another story. But I love the defensive scheme. I love the rotation. I love the Jets. They were like a two-game winner, guys, Are we going to not give this team any credit? They have brought a lot of talent here. But you better keep this talent happy. And it better not be all about Zach Wilson. And it better not be about because Rodgers wants Wilson here and he feels like he's going to mentor him. No! You got to get somewhere close to the playoffs and show some grit and heart. If the Jets can go out there and win 7 games or 8 games without their star quarterback, well, that's showing you something. But the way I'm looking at it now, that doesn't look like that's going to happen. You got the Chiefs coming up at home that are going to mop you up. And it's not going to be because of the defense. I'm going to predict it right now, right? They call us Jets guru. It's going to be a close game going into the half. The Jets might even think they might have a chance. But then they tighten the reins. Wilson makes a mistake. The score is too high for the Jets to ultimately overcome. The offense puts the Jets defense in bad position. They score on the Jets defense. The defense takes the blame. The offensive line takes the blame. And Wilson gets to live another day. And then they get to play the Broncos, which might be the ultimate embarrassment. That your division rival dropped 70 on them, you should be at least able to drop 21 on that defense. You've got Breece Hall, Garrett Wilson, two tight ends, Dalvin Cook, Lazard, Hardman. Are you kidding me? We can't get some slants going, some screens, some work with the tight ends? What are we talking about here, folks? This isn't peewee football. It's NFL football. We've been watching it for how long? We've seen the greats. We've seen the middlemen like Ryan Tannehill, Ryan Fitzpatrick. We've seen the rookies. We've seen the stars. We've seen the Hall of Famers. We've seen the bums. We've seen the missed draft picks. And we know this is it. Now, I'm not saying he can't revive himself. Look at Geno Smith. He's done great. But this is not the place for him to do that. And Geno would have never been able to revive his career if he stayed in New York with what had happened at that point. People had given up on him, and rightfully so at that time. Geno wasn't the same Geno that he is now, the leader and the player with the Seahawks. This is the NFL. You have to be able to turn things over. The Jets can't keep waiting a year four to see if their quarterback's going to be good or not. He's costing you games. Garrett Wilson is useless. Useless. Mecole Hardman doesn't even play. Lazard is useless. All these moves for nothing when the kid can't even run a basic offense. Put Tim Boyle in. I don't care. Please. Please put Tim in the game. Let Simeon back up. You know, they said it on the radio the other day, and you just get sucked up in the Rodgers thing. You don't think the worst is going to happen. You're like, Rodgers might get hurt. He might miss a couple games. You don't think he's going to blow out his knee first game. But as a Jet fan, yeah, you probably should have been thinking something along those lines. Like, that's just not going to work out. But we try to stay positive. We're not doing anyone any favors. We're not doing Zach Wilson any favors. Run, run, pass. We're not doing Zach Wilson any favors with the play calling. But if this was how they have to use him to protect him, this is not a professional offense. The Jets will be 32nd ranked offense. I promise you this. And the defense will suffer because of it. And they will take a large bit of the blame because they said they were going to be great. But I bet you the 86 Bears weren't this bad on offense. Even the Ravens probably were able to move the ball. It was a different game. It was a more running style game to begin with. If you could take this Jets team back then, I think they can hold up. Even with Zach Wilson, you ask him to throw about 15 times a game. Now, even for quarterbacks, you think that shouldn't be throwing the ball that much because you just don't trust them. They still got to throw the ball about 25 times, it seems, plus. It's just a passing league. You need chunk yards. You need to be able to put points on the board. He couldn't even get his pass midfield to get field goals. What's the point? Zerline? Doesn't matter who you would have. If you can't get the offense into scoring position, what does it matter? None of these weapons matter. Nothing matters. And it blows my mind because the team actually brought pieces in to get better. I've never seen a team not use their tight ends. that are actually talented before they got to the Jets. And I'm pretty sure when they leave this team and they go to another team, if they don't waste their whole career in these offenses, that they will revive their careers elsewhere. But this is malpractice. The Jets need to get it going. And signing Trevor Siemian was a slap in the face to Jet fans to quiet the crowd. I don't want to hear about he's this. Please. This is not important to the fans. This is important to the team. Don't you understand this? You're going to lose the locker room. Once you do that, then you got players who may not even want to be Jets anymore. And then you're back to the bottom of the barrel before you even got to shoot off. Right? You're not even the 86 Mets. Because, they should have won in 87 and 88. And they failed in 87 and they flunked out in the first in 88. The Jets didn't even get off the ground. It's Aaron Rodgers waving the flag. And that was it. And then Joe will be fired, and he's a guy that actually brings in pretty good talent, and we're going to have to start over with a whole new regime, probably a rookie quarterback, another three-year wait, extending our playoff drought. Sauce is going to want to get traded. Garrett Wilson's going to want to get traded. Breece Hall is going to want to get traded. It's going to be a mess. Unless you could bring in some kind of Hall of Fame coach to come in. How's that working with Sean Payton? Do you get Aaron Rodgers back? May that be the only saving grace for this Jets team. The fact that Aaron Rodgers is going to come back, and he's not going to come back if you're making this team a rebuild and you're scrapping it down and getting rid of the coach and the defense and everything. And do they have a case? Hey, we put together this team with a Hall of Fame quarterback. Not with Zach Wilson. He wasn't supposed to play. But the only mistake they made is not getting a Minshew or a Brissett or someone to say, hey, we got one of the better backup quarterbacks in the league. What else could we have done? We can't have two starters. So it's like we tried our best. We got a Hall of Fame quarterback and one of the best backups in the game. And then we had Zach Wilson on the shelf to learn. And you know what? They both got hurt. So now Zach's got to come and play. Now everyone's saying, listen, we got it. We understand. Right? He's a developmental pitcher. They have on the side. All their pitchers are hurt. He's got to come in and throw fastballs. But he really doesn't know how to throw a curve. He doesn't really understand the plate and where to throw the baseball to get a player to lead to swing. So he just comes with the heat. And you can read the heat. You can see the heat. It's easy to diagnose. It's easy to hit out of the ballpark. And that's what's happening with Zach Wilson. Because they can't run the playbook like Aaron Rodgers, that's why the offense looks exactly like how it looked last year. Because they're running a basic offense. And by halftime and after halftime, they start to tighten the reins. That's why you see Zach have a good time in the first half. In the second half, he struggles. Because they realize what the Jets are doing. They understand what he can or cannot do within that game against their defense. So they're willing to take more chances. They're willing to blitz a little bit more, go after. Let's see what this kid has. And more times than not, he doesn't have it. And then the team shrinks. You can see it as a fan on the sideline. I'm not dumb. All right? I've been living life a long time. It's not hard to read people's faces and body language. Okay? So the Jets can continue to do whatever it is they want, but they're going to lose a lot of fans. Right? You lose a lot of season ticket holders. You charge people more money to come watch this team. This ain't the team that we signed up for. And this ain't the spirit that we signed up for. I watched Joe Douglas get running backs when they got hurt and receivers and all these other guys. You can't go out and get another backup quarterback. You tell me you can't get Brissett. You tell me you can't get somebody that's sitting on someone's roster they're not using for a little bit to save your season. We're not telling somebody to take over Rodgers. We're talking about someone that can come and help out this team in a reality that works, that makes this team successful. Jets Guru out.